I'm Kyle Loebner, and this is our game preview for Seattle and Washington on the College Hoops Pick and Rollout. It's a light night for non-conference action on Monday, but one game that might slip under the radar is a meeting between two programs trending in opposite directions. A decade ago, Washington was a perennial member of the upper half of the Pac-12. They made three consecutive NCAA tournaments from 2009 to 11, including a Sweet 16 appearance in 2010. Around that same time, Seattle made the transition from Division II to D1, taking their lumps for most of a decade as an independent and later a lower-tier member of the WAC. Times have changed for the Redhawks under head coach Chris Victor, however, who led Seattle to a regular season co-championship in the WAC last year and has a team that might be even better this year, despite losing star guard Darian Trammell to San Diego State in the transfer portal. This year they're 3-0 against D1 competition, including a win over a Portland team that stole headlines over the weekend in the PK Invitational. When Seattle has the ball, the player to watch is junior guard Cameron Tyson, who has scored nearly 30 points per game across his team's games against D1 competition. Tyson is shooting over 50% from three and hitting more than six of them per game. He's not the only player on this team that can and will shoot it, but he's a big part of the reason Seattle is one of the top teams in the country in three-point percentage. They've scored more than 42% of their points this season from behind the arc, 15th most in the country. Across the last few years, Seattle's rise has largely mirrored Washington's decline. The Huskies have been to just one of the last 11 NCAA tournaments and came up short of that goal despite going 11-9 in the Pac-12 last season. They're coming off one of their bigger wins in recent memory, however. They surprised everyone by beating St. Mary's in overtime on Thursday night to clinch the Wooden Legacy Tournament Championship. All in told, they're 5-1 in the season and they're now 1-0 against top 100 teams. While Seattle has been really good at shooting threes this season, Washington has been really good at preventing them. Their opponents have made just over 25% of their threes this season, one of the lowest percentages in the country. The Huskies rely heavily on players to generate their own opportunities on offense, however. They rank 339th in the country in assists. They've been a better team in their last few games since getting senior and Kentucky transfer Keon Brooks Jr. back in the lineup. Brooks is averaging over 15 points per game in his four contests this season and played 82 of the Huskies' 85 minutes in the Wooden Legacy Tournament. These two teams have met every season since Seattle returned to the D1 level in 2009, and the Redhawks have never won, going 0-13 in the series. This might be the best shot they've ever had to pick up their first victory, however, as this series has its first real chance to become an evenly matched rivalry.
Hello, I'm Ryan Stevens. Thank you for joining us here on the Pick and Rollout, day one for us this college basketball season here on the Sports Betting Stack. Be sure to go ahead and subscribe so you can follow along all season long as we take a look at key matchups throughout the college basketball landscape. You'll have Kyle Loebner providing the breakdown of the X's and O's, the Jimmys and Joes, and I'll be here to provide the latest from Vegas in terms of trends, lines, and information for all teams involved. This one, a West Coast late-night matchup, 10 p.m. Eastern at the Alaska Airlines Arena in Seattle. The Washington Huskies hosting the Seattle Redhawks. This one will be on Pac-12 Network for those of you up late on a Monday night. Huskies coming in 5-1 this season, just 3-3 against the spread, though. 3-1 at home. Their last game, a win over St. Mary's in overtime on a neutral floor. They were a 10.5-point dog in that one and came out with the victory. Washington also 5-0 straight up against Seattle in their last five meetings. Line is at 4.5 for the Huskies in this one. Opened at 5, so down to 4.5 there. Seattle unbeaten so far, 5-0. 3-0 against the spread. Two of those games didn't have a line, so not much we can do there. This will be their third road game of the season, with wins over Portland and UC San Diego so far on the road. They are 4-1 against the spread in their last five road games, and they are 4-1 straight up in their last five road games. Those games weren't all against the Huskies, though. So I think Washington's going to continue their success. With the line down to 4.5, I'm inclined to lean a little bit towards the Huskies here. If you got it at 5, maybe the Redhawks, but I think at 4.5, take the Huskies at home in this one. The over-under started at 138.5, has shot up to 141.5. Washington has gone over in four of their six games this year. Seattle under in two of their three. With that number going up, though, I'm thinking this one might go closer to the under. So under 145.5, Huskies minus 4.5. I'm Ryan Stevens, and this has been the Pick and Rollout for Seattle at Washington.